jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie.
Well, look who's here. Brian McTavish, my old buddy.
Who else would it be?
It's getting close to the weekend. I'm always glad to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're
someone's
glad to
see, you. At least somebody is glad to see you.
Well,
it's me.
And there you go. Yeah, there thanks so much. I appreciate you having me in. And that is Mr. Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge.
Yeah, he's an up-and-comer in the country music department. He'll be part of the Family Festival and Country Music Concerts this Labor Day weekend.
At
yes.
Santa Caligon Days.
Yeah, Labor Day
it's
weekend.
It's a big one.
Santa Caligon Days. They should just call it Trail Fest on Independence Square, shouldn't they?
They should.
Because it's what the Santa Fe Trail, the California Trail, the Oregon Trail all lead from here off into the Western Way, is that
all
right?
That's happening, and the new courthouse has been renovated. It's going to be open-housed this weekend. That's not a verb. I just made it one. It's going to be open-housed this weekend. Mike Sanders, the Jackson County Executive, will be out there, and it's a big weekend in Independence.
And there will be people pleased, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's a perfect timing for that. Wow. Labor Day weekend festivities.
Yes.
So let me lay out some of this at Santa Caligon Days. I mean, have you been over the years? Ever
I
made
have
it
been,
out there?
Yes.
41 years
My goodness.
They've been doing this. Yeah, we were merely children. Or maybe even gleams
more
in our
years
father's
than
eye.
I've been alive. I wish. Yeah.
Not quite. Well, let's see. It kicks off, I think the carnival only kicks off tonight. That's Thursday, of course. Noon to midnight Friday, 10 in the morning to midnight Friday. I mean, Saturday and Sunday, all day Monday.
Wow.
The music is what I think draws a lot of people. You'll get Joe Diffie, oldie but goodie country music on Friday night.
That's fun.
Mr. Eldridge that we just heard a little bit of there. He's the headliner on Saturday. The Low Cash Cowboys on Sunday.
Mm.
But a lot of people, I'm sure, they like their classic rock. And you can't always get the real guys. A lot of them are dead. It's unfortunate. But on Monday, it's Tribute Band Monday out at Santa Caligon. You can get Almost Kiss. And they nearly are Kiss. You can get Double Vision, which has to be, what, a cover band for Foreigner.
Foreigner,
right?
That's right.
And then Hell's Bells, which I'm guessing is AC/DC. But, yeah, hot, hot weekend music-wise and weather-wise out at Santa Caligon.
$5 for ladies, cheap, just brand new.
You know, this music reminds me of the Renaissance Festival.
And that's not a coincidence, because that's Renaissance music, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And yes, the Renaissance Festival, it's back. It's festival weekend here in Kansas City.
How many
City?
Years, if the Santa Caligon has been here for 41 years, how long has the Renaissance Festival
not
been?
Not as long. Mid to late 1970s, it was originally a benefit for the Kansas City Art Institute.
That's right.
And I'm sure I've spoken about this over the years on the show with you, but I, you know, started out my well, whatever the career came to be known as. But I was before joining the Star and
that?
Getting journalistic over the years, I was a PR guy for the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. And I was very tall then, as I am now, and they called me Sir Tiny. And it was a crazy time.
I like that.
Then it seemed funny. Now it seems just insulting. But anyway, recreation of 16th century England. With
get the turkey legs. Get the turkey legs.
Okay.
Love them.
All right, we should let people know. It's out in Bonner Springs. It's out there technically at around 130th Street, right next to Cricket Wireless Amphitheater.
What about the turkey legs?
Okay, what about them?
Get to them.
One in each hand.
Yes, I love them.
And if you can make your feet hold them, you'd have four and then roll around and people would jump on you
There's
and partake.
Concept.
Yeah. Mm. So you get to see royals drunk with power or at least apparently drunk. You'll get to see knights on horseback. You'll get to see saucy wenches. You'll get to see, now here's the funny thing. Saucy wenches will have cleavage, but, you know, it's going to be so hot this weekend, 100 degrees, right?
Don't go there.
No, I'm going
there. I know
there.
Where you're headed.
Lots of male cleavage.
Okay.
Lots of that stuff.
I know where you're going.
Lots of, you were going there. I wasn't going there. Strangely amusing peasants and those turkey legs, but my favorite food item are the Scotch eggs.
What are those?
Well, it's really, I can't even explain it, but I'll try.
Are they chocolate?
No, they're not chocolate, you chocolate fiend. They have chocolate there, too. Things dipped in chocolate. A Scotch egg is it's an egg with crazy, crusty, crumbly good stuff around it. And it's a hard-boiled egg, and you cut it in half, and it's spicy, and it's good, and it's great for the acid reflux, let me tell you.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
We don't try to take nothing. White folks, we don't try to take nothing of yours. Why do they try to take our stuff? We don't try to take nothing. American Idol is so English. It's so brilliant, American Idol. American Idol is the Apollo with white judges. Keep this real. But always trying to take our stuff. Ain't that a trip? We just loved us some Tina Turner, remember? They took her. Remember Lionel Richie? We loved him. They took him. If I'm lying, correct me. They took James Brown. Oh, they gave him back. They took OJ. They gave him back.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's really darn good.
That's Paul Mooney, too.
He's a favorite of mine. Paul Mooney, stand-up comedian extraordinaire, shows at 8 o'clock tonight and at 8 o'clock and 10:30 Friday. Special engagement at the Kansas City Improv Comedy Club at Zona Rosa up north.
That'd be fun.
Oh, I guarantee you it will be fun. Now, he's a bit of a controversial guy over the years. I mean, he was a longtime writer for the late, great Richard Pryor. And he likes to talk about race relations and how they're not so good and what it's like to be a black person in this country. He also wrote for TV shows in the early 70s like Sanford and Son and Good Times. And later on, he participated as a writer for In Living Color. He was even a writer during the first season of Saturday Night Live. But he's best known for his appearances on Chappelle's Show. Funny, funny, acerbic, edgy, really good guy.
All right.
Let me see you put your hearts up, yeah. Let me see you put your hearts up, yeah. If we give a little love, maybe we can change the world. Change the world.
You think you're so small, like you're itty-bitty. Just one match in lights of the city. Walking by strangers on the side of the street. Like a quarter in a cup, we'll get them up on their feet like...
So much stuff going on this weekend. Yeah, yeah. Who do we have here?
Let's spread it around a little bit. Yeah, that's Ariana Grande, and she's all of 20 years old. She's a bit of a dance pop princess. 7:30 Saturday night downtown at the Midland Theater. Do you know this gal?
I do not.
Okay, well, I just talked to a...
I'm learning quickly.
Well, I talk to people, and I talk to some young people, and they think she's great if you're 12 or 13.
There you go.
And if you're a parent of a 12 or 13-year-old, you might
Big
find yourself there.
Big audience at 12 and 13. Yeah, folks turn out.
She's all over Nickelodeon. She's an actress as well as a singer. She's on a show called Sam and Cat. And before that, she was on a show called Victorious, and she's very, very, very popular. And last Sunday, she performed for the very first time on MTV's Video Music Awards show. You know that one Miley Cyrus made such a splash
and
on.
She made a splash there, didn't she?
She did indeed. Anyway, go see Ariana. She'd love to see you.
And finally today... That's a Sousa. I know a Sousa when I see one. That's when I hear one. That's a Sousa.
I love your enthusiasm for our
like
country.
I like Sousa.
I do too. And so will the audience who is
drawn.
His
first name was Perry Sousa.
It was?
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, I believe everything you say.
Perry Sousa.
Okay, Perry Sousa or not, the Kansas City Symphony no doubt will tackle that patriotic classic, did I say? That patriotic classic and other such musics in celebration of Labor Day on the day itself that we celebrate Labor Day, 7 o'clock Monday night, Theater in the Park at Shawnee Mission Park. It's going to be hot, folks. Bring the bug spray in the water.
It wouldn't be a three-day weekend without the Kansas City Symphony, would it?
No, it would not. They opened it up at Union Station on Memorial Day holiday.
That's right.
Now they're closing the summer off.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Always good to have you here.
You bet.
You can find all of Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Jenny Witte. A special thanks to Bill Anderson. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.